like to talk to you now away from the Australian Open, a little bit about New Zealand tennis, David, because one of my wish lists is we have male and female, male would be great both, but I just want to have someone in these draws at these Grand Slam tournaments. I know it's a perennial question, but how does that come about? How do we achieve that with our tennis people coming through?
Oh, and there's a whole lot of things required for that. I like Ajit Rai. I watched him at the ASB Classic, and he's our number one rank, around about 450 in the world at the moment, in our seniors for the men in New Zealand. And you look at his ranking is way down to be able to even get access to the bigger tournaments and what have you. So he's always playing qualifying or lower tier tournaments. And it comes, there's a lot involved. What it is that you have to be realistic on where you stand with your game and what you have to improve on. You have to be around the better players on a regular basis to understand that you belong with them and see if you can compete with them. So you have to do your apprenticeship through the lower tier tournaments. It's win orientated. It would be great if we had more events in New Zealand, but that comes down to finance as well. And if you can play in those, you have a chance to be either wild card. If you don't have enough points to get in, I'm going to digress a bit here, so keep me on track, Ian. But if you can get an opportunity to play in those events in New Zealand with overseas players competing, it requires money to put those tournaments on. The ASB Classic, and showed you with a couple of New Zealanders playing in the main draw as well. We had a player in the main draw as well. You know, they don't see those players across the net. They don't understand the energy and the fitness and what's involved at that level. So they're not competing against it. So to get to it, you have to get your world ranking up. You have to play in lower tier tournaments to do that generally. You have to be around it. You can't stay in New Zealand. You have to be away. You have to be traveling regularly. New Zealand, it would be nice if we had more depth of players. I think we have some talented juniors coming through, but they've got to go through the whole system to do that. You have to be around it. So it takes finance to do that. And that's the bottom line. And you have to be realistic where you're at as you're moving along. It's lovely if you could have your own coach, but it comes expensive. Travel in groups comes expensive. I mean, is that answering your question? I mean, that's the same in most sports, to be honest. It's a hard one. Yeah, it is a hard one.
It's not giving me a whole lot of optimism here, David, because you mentioned so many things against it there. So, okay, so I've got a relatively...
You have to go overseas and evolve, really.
Yeah, that's my point. The point is it's not going to be achieved here. Is that your bottom line?
I think they can get stepping stones by having events that they have an opportunity in to see better players and to get their world rankings up, because it's all world rankings. I mean, I'll give you an example, and people don't always, that not involved in tennis, don't understand how that operates. Here's the bottom line, right? If you want to become a professional player, as a general rule, you're going to have to probably be in the top 150 in the world. Okay, if you're going, example, the Australian Open, and I'll use that as an example, you'd have to be probably in the top 90 in the world to make the main draw. If not, you're in qualifying. The good thing about that, if you can get inside the top 200 in the world, you have a chance to get in qualifying. And now the finance or the money in those big events which we see, and I'll give you an example, the first round loser of the Australian Open is about $106,000 now. The last round qualifying loser is $55,000. There is money at that level, but to get to the level, you have to get your points up. And New Zealand would be a stepping stone if we had more events and more finance put in to give them the opportunity of doing that. Otherwise, they have to travel, around the world on a regular basis to all different, countries and what have you, to go through that transition.